What's going on, Bud Mashes? I'm Mr. Gamer.
And I'm Kenny Duvall.
And welcome to episode 42 of SBR Reports, Protecting Your Right to Repair. Before we get into the podcast, I want to make sure that you all know that we will be attending ASIN. When is it?
Oh my Jesus. We will be going to Anime Central May 18th to
the 21st. Second, May 18th to the 22nd. Basically, that weekend in May, we're going to be at ASIN. You should definitely
sweetheart,
see. What?
ASIN is May 18th to the 20th, honey.
20th. Oh, boy. Woo! Okay.
Well, anyway, this is why we try not to record late at night, but we're going to have to get used to this.
Oh, boy, are we. So, let's go into our first topic, which is something that I already know a lot of video game critics, video game enthusiasts, video game people who hate video games have spoken about, and that is the retirement of
ILOT. Just
I'm sorry.
Don't get choked up now.
I'm not. All right. So John Bain, also known as Total Biscuit, is retiring. For those who don't know, he has been having health issues up the wazoo, and I really wish that I was being comical with that. He's been battling cancer for a very long time. I feel as if even though I sometimes mention this, I either get some sort of hate comment or something, or a dislike or whatever. But he was a very outspoken person when Gamergate was a huge thing. Obviously, it was less of harassment of women and more so a proper representation of video games. He has always been a critic to put the consumer first. And he is, not was, he's not dead. He is an inspiration to me to do what I am doing right now. I don't know if I'll be ever doing it at the level that he did.
I mean, never say never.
Right, but It has been a pleasure seeing him do what he has done. I think the first Total Biscuit thing that I had, the first video I had seen was his port report of Batman Arkham Knight and just how terrible that was on Steam and how he just ripped it to shreds. And I was like, wow, I like this guy. And a lot of people really seem to like him. He's not big. He's not flashy. He's not like super crazy intro or anything like that. But what he said had meaning. And what he said, people really listened to. Now, obviously, you only get something like that with a big reputation, good, bad, or ugly. But I'm not going to go gushing about him. Enough people can do that in a significantly better fashion.
And you can do that on the live feed if you really want to.
But what I will say, though, is he will never, ever, ever, for as long as games are supposed to be running more than 30 frames a second, will he ever be forgotten. And I hope everything goes well with him and his family. He says that he still has a whole lot that he needs to do, and I hope him all of the best in all of his endeavors for everything that he needs to get done. All right then. And transition is a transition. Now we go to a more interesting topic, because I have never personally stayed in a gaming hotel suite. But if I had about an extra $350 or $400, I would love to stay in a hotel suite completely decked out with everything Alienware.
Really?
Yes!
Oh, I thought you were being sarcastic.
No, okay.
That, you're, the setup, the, you, oh, you, you okay. were setting it up to be sarcasm.
No, so apparently Alienware has a new gaming suite in Hilton's Panama City location. Now, also take into account, it is $350 a room, but you'll have all of the wonderful amenities of anything that Alienware can offer you. You'll have, let's see, a huge Alienware gaming PC, the Oculus Rift headset, and an Xbox One Elite. The room is also equipped with a racing seat centerpiece and beanbags, foregoing the beautiful view of the South Pacific Ocean. On top of the fact that you'll have a huge 65-inch 4K TV. And also, you have lighting. I'm sorry, you have a sound system and intelligent lighting.
So, you know, I did that thing that I feel like my husband does when I starts gushing about things mm-hmm. that he doesn't understand, because I completely got lost in all of that.
Okay,
so. But what everything I'm hearing is this isn't a hotel where you take your significant other for a romantic night.
No.
This is you taking yourself to another country to play video games.
To play video games in a room where I will basically not have to leave. Or I will make it.
Well, so it's a rent. It's a rental man cave. Or gamer cave.
There gamer again. Cave, yes.
It's a rental gamer cave.
Yes.
Oh gosh, that it smells like Mountain Dew and Doritos.
Okay, it's in a hotel, so obviously it's not going to smell like Mountain Dew and Doritos.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's going to smell like Crystal Light. And Doritos.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, everybody eats Doritos.
Well, I know, but if this is...
No, I'm sorry. Crystal Light and Pringles.
Okay, I am not... Okay, first of all, I don't think the hotel would have anything that, meme worthy in there.
No, but the gamers will bring the meme.
Okay, and also, $350 a night?
Yeah, you're going to be bringing your own food. I'm not about to pay for the little mini fridge.
Okay, hopefully that's an all-inclusive sort of thing, or they got some sort of, like, package.
It says, like, room service, and all. Nah, son. We're going to find a KFC.
Okay, but, like, greasy, like, I can't do that with grease.
Oh, you're right.
So okay. I'm going to have to have something, or I'm going to be that really weird person who's eating chicken with a fork and knife, and I know you'll just be judging me.
I mean, I'm going to be judging you for spending $350 a night in a surround sound bedroom, essentially.
Okay, it's not just...
In Central America.
Okay, but it has 65-inch 4K TV, Xbox One Elite, Oculus Rift, and an Alienware. I may not have an Alienware. I love that Catherine, my computer, is a custom build. Alienware still ain't nothing to sneeze at, so I would pay for that.
I would let you pay for that and go
and judge me. And judge me hard.
Oh, you will be judged so hard. But we wouldn't be besties if I didn't judge you so harshly. Gives you character.
Thanks. You know what else? You know what else gives you character?
What?
Trying to port games that were already good onto a system that no one really likes.
Oh, what system?
We're talking about what the new games you can get on PlayStation Now. Those games include...
People still do that?
Yes, people still do PlayStation Now. So, the games that are available on PlayStation Now are Dark Cloud 2 or Dark Chronicle. Love the game, by the way. Amazing. I started a Let's Play on it, but then I realized that I was going back to my high school self, which I'm not necessarily sure is entertaining. We have Ape Escape 2, which also wonderful game, and Hot Shots Tennis. I haven't had the pleasure of playing Hot Shots Tennis, but I have played Hot Shots Golf 4. And I love the Hot Shots series. But, more so to my point, the thing that I hope people realize is that Dark Cloud 2, Ape Escape 2, and Hot Shots Tennis are actually all available on the PS4. So, this whole PlayStation Now thing, as far as a games as a service thing is going, I don't really see people going towards PlayStation Now, and I actually don't want PlayStation Now to die like the Vita did, or like the Wii U did.
Oh man, what's a Vita?
The Vita is the thing that people use to emulate all their old games.
I mean, it was my glorified MP3 player, not going to even lie. It was my Persona 4 Golden / MP3 player. That's it. That's all I did with it.
I do remember. I do remember when it first came out, and like you could get your Vita with like 3G and things like that, and how rare those were, but how expensive those were.
Oh God!
But for those of you who are interested in it and have PlayStation Now, you could get these games, or you could just get them separately. And honestly, the only game you really should be getting is Dark Cloud 2 because it is the best out of the three of them. Ape Escape 2 isn't bad, but Dark Cloud 2 is definitely better. Dark Cloud 2 is definitely better than the first one. The first one was a little bit unforgiving. At least in the second one, you do have the capability to repair the weapons when they break. But that's me. I digress. it's unfortunate that PlayStation Now does not have the popularity that Sony is definitely looking for. I definitely feel like Microsoft is kind of sort of winning in that regard with the Game Pass.
They have the benefit of being Microsoft.
Yeah. Yeah, like, they do. But but right now, technically, Sony is still the biggest out of the three.
Well, no, I'm not saying that Sony being the biggest or anything, but when it comes to this particular niche, Microsoft, people trust Microsoft a lot more.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. And
because Microsoft pretty much was a computer company and program that went into gaming, where Sony is the opposite.
Well, so they're not necessarily going into computers, but I definitely feel as if they are trying to set themselves apart as a service provider of video games.
Yes, and Microsoft definitely has the upper hand as far as that goes, with experience alone.
I mean, Microsoft's infrastructure itself is loads and loads and loads and loads better, but that's going to be getting into and nerd and tech talk and just...
And I'm going to fall asleep.
And Azure Cloud and blah and blah and blah. But let's get on to our main topic.
Oh, I love legal stories.
Oh, dear. All right. So, for those of you who may or may not know, typically whenever you've gotten a PS4, PS3 and it red ringed, or you got Xbox and it had the red ring of death, or... Actually, unfortunately, I don't think I've really heard of anything necessarily happening with Nintendo products and having to get them fixed. I've never personally had an issue with mine.
I mean, I feel like that's more for parents who children throw shit at the walls.
Okay, so let's just say you had a Nintendo Wii U and you chucked it at a wall. You'll then realize that, hey, this thing needs to get fixed. But it's not so much a pop it in sort of fix. You actually have to take the device apart. Now,
don't let your Mr. Fix-It Dad get a hold of it.
So it turns out that with Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo,
And other companies,
but we're mainly talking about the big three here. Mm-hmm. When you do that, you're actually voiding your warranty, according to them.
Bum, bum, bum.
But the Federal Trade Commission, an independently run agency that promotes the protection of consumer rights, # thank you, Total Biscuit, and aims to prevent unfair business practices, announced last month that it was warning 6 large companies to revise illegal warranty policies. Now, the other 3, aside from Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo, mentioned are Hyundai, HTC, and Asus.
Oh, man.
Now, what's really interesting is, first of all, that in the event that the system breaks, you void your warranty by trying to fix it yourself. Because you can always send it back to Sony, Microsoft, Nintendo.
Yeah, but then they'll decide whether or not if they'll
fix it. No, yes, of course. But the idea is that is the, according to before this, before what the FTC did, that was essentially your option. Yeah. Oh, you bought it from us and it broke, well, send it back to us. Yeah, it didn't matter that you watched a YouTube video about how to fix it where sometimes people would keep the system on and put like a towel over it or something like that. No, it was you send it back to us. Now, I'm happy because yes, it's a consumer win, but at the same time, I kind of feel like, oh crap. I mean,
things are about to get a lot more expensive.
Things are going to. Yes, exactly. Because you know what I think about in this case? I think about any time anyone has ever attempted to try to fix an Apple product. Apple products are notorious for not being difficult to fix, but for the blueprints of the item being difficult to find to fix them. Because Apple products are very good pieces of technology. On the outside, on the inside, it's very complicated, where you always have to go to the genius bar or whatnot to get it fixed. Do you have to? No, you don't. Just like with this, I had a PS3 that had the
yellow eye or whatever.
Yeah, and I fixed it. Mind you, I had to get, you know, the thermal paste and everything like that and do it myself, but I fixed it.
I was going to say the what, but never mind. Good job.
Thank
you. Good job. But is what I said.
But yes, the fact of the matter is that I was able to to do that myself. Now, what's interesting is, before I even read this article, I didn't even know that they violated the law.
I mean,
with something like that. Like, I was just thinking to myself, oh, they're protecting their item because they don't want, like, oh, because I know people who've turned their PS3s into Linux boxes and play all sorts of stuff on
it. Honestly, it's not surprising you wouldn't know something like this, because the average civilian wouldn't know all the laws. Like, we have lots and lots and lots of laws in different sectors of everything.
But, like, it really opens your eyes about protection of your product.
That song popped in my head.
What?
Open up your eyes song popped in my head.
Oh, okay. Can we not? Because we know that there are people who will watch this and they hate bronies. So let's not. Open up your eyes. Okay. Sorry. I'm not sorry at all for that. Fight me.
Oh, I'm delirious.
Just a little bit. But it's nice to know that, yes, the consumers, once again, do have a choice about what they can do to try to, you know, get their systems fixed. Especially because those systems themselves aren't cheap.
I mean, yeah, and the fact that you would have to pay to get it shipped out and for them to fix it, and then it has to get shipped back, or they tell you, oh, hey, you know what? We can't fix this. You're going to have to buy a new one.
Or they'll give you a new one at some discounted price, which is just a used model that they actually were able to repair, but then they're able to, yeah, right, exactly.
Quote, unquote.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you didn't see her air quotes, but that's essentially what they do. It's really interesting but it'll be interesting to see exactly how this plays out.
And I really hope this encourages people even more to, you know, look into your laws.
Yeah, you'll be surprised about what you can find. Definitely make sure that you know that you have rights and you can protect yourself against corporate tyranny. And I do even say that about the company Nintendo, who I'm definitely growing to love and also be a little fearful for. Obviously, you can find any of the articles that we've talked about on our site. If you liked it, hated it, or, you know, you were thinking to yourself, I wonder how llamas clip their nails, definitely let me know in the comments down below. I don't know why I was thinking about llamas. I was talking with Carlos at Raid Gaming Lounge about them's fighting herds, and it just went from there.
We are definitely going to record late at night more often.
Oh, this is going to be interesting. But with that being said, this is Mr. Gamer.
And this is Kenny Duvall.
Signing off.